In open session, Todd?
Yes, I'm just going to report out on the audit committee's first meeting. All four members were present, John, Rusty, Deborah, and myself. And we went over materials prepared by staff. Raleigh put together an excellent audit committee guide, and we went through that. It's available in Dropbox. I'm not sure if the materials were mailed to everyone or just members of the committee, but they are on Dropbox. We went over whether we will review the audits prior to presentation to the full board. We went through the differences between compliance and internal and external audit functions. We decided that the committee would meet at least once a month, more if necessary.
Once a quarter.
I'm sorry, once a quarter. Jesus, not once a month.
Look at each other.
Yeah, because we didn't have enough time together today.
For 7 hours.
That's right. We're a very tight-knit group. And we decided that the meetings would not be audio recorded to keep the conversation level a little more casual and to expand the options of meeting in different spaces, something other than this room if necessary. So if anyone has any questions.
Yeah, just one.
Yes.
I read it and I agree with everything except for the one about the audio recording. Mm-hmm. I think that there needs to be some transparency in everything we do, including when you meet. And the only reason I mention that is you may decide on an issue regarding the auditors that are auditing our accountants, and you can determine a lot of what is going on in the conversation by the inflection of voices and what people are saying when they say it, rather than reading just the minutes. And so I think that's important to keep that open to those people who your group is influencing or will be working with, so that they can come back after and hear the minutes. So I everything else I'm in total agreement with. I just I'm not with the regard to the audio recording. I think we should.
Karen,
should
have
you
got to notice this committee meetings? For the Brown Act, you got to notice it?
Oh, yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So, yes. It was an open meeting.
Because yeah. You were saying about moving it around, and it was just...
No, I just meant we weren't going to be locked into this room, because this has the audio recording. If we chose to meet...
A different room?
In like
okay,
a caucus room or something.
When you said it, I thought you said we're going to go...
Yeah.
Here and have a meeting.
Yeah, no, we're in Palm Springs next quarter.
Yeah.
It's not next month.
I want to join that committee.
Yeah. Next year, there'll be a line for the audit committee.
Mr. Chairman, in response to Mr. Tellis, it seems to me that this committee is going to be reporting to the board.
Yes.
The minutes will be available. We will be in a position to be able to ask questions back and forth amongst the board members, and that's sufficient for me. And that's
it will also be a public meeting.
Yeah, and it's a public meeting. I see no reason to go through the step of audio recording.
Well, if our auditor was in the Bay Area and could easily make the meeting, I'd agree. But our auditor that audits us is in Southern California, and it require a plane flight up and a whole day. And if they could hear the audio, then they wouldn't have to do that. And you never know what they might want to question. And I've seen minutes that we have had, and I know what conversations we have had in this boardroom. And the reason we agreed to audio is because the minutes didn't cover what was going on. And so I just think in order to be transparent, and I would hope that would be where we would go with our committees, that it should be open. And not only open, but recorded.
I have no problem with transparency, and I think this satisfies that requirement.
I don't have any problem asking Mr. Chairman for the audit committee to agendize reconsideration. The audit committee made the decision.
We can discuss it further. We were also told, I want to say by staff, that it was practice among sister agencies not to record their committee meetings as well.
Particularly the audit committees.
So there is
it's not confidential because it is a public meeting, but there is at least sometimes sensitive
yes.
matters.
Is it the audit committee's decision to decide on whether it's recorded or not, or is it the board's decision to decide?
That's a good
counsel. I mean, obviously the audit committee made that decision. Did we have the authority to do that, or can the board override
Ultimately,
it?
Ultimately, the board is the one to make that decision.
So can we take that action now, or does
we
it
can,
the agenda
right.
for another meeting?
You can provide direction.
I would move to accept the recommendation as presented today.
Second. All right. Is there a second?
Second.
Any further discussion?
I'm going to make an alternate recommendation that the recommendation by the audit committee be accepted, excluding the audio recording part, and that part state that they have audio recorded meetings. Is there a second to that
one? Is there a second? Looks like it fails for lack of a second.
It does.
Okay, back to the original motion. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. okay.